This program originally aired in the year 2000.
Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today is pianist and composer Joyce DiCamillo. With her trio, she works constantly in clubs, schools, and colleges, bringing her melodic and swinging brand of jazz to kids of all ages. And Joyce, I'm one of them.
Well, thank you.
I really enjoy your music.
Thank you so much.
Boy, you work hard. I mean, I think doing schools is harder than playing in a club. Or do you find it's not?
Well, I find that it's a joy, and we've really come to this most recently, I would guess, in the last 4 or 5 years, more so than in the past. I was never really aware of the scope of jazz education in this country until then, until we started to do a formalized masterclass in rhythm section. And that's taken us all over the place. And so, yes, that's added a new dimension to my career as a pianist. But I wouldn't say it was more difficult, only that it's more rigorous. And for me, the challenge as an educator, and I find this more and more as I, you know, continue to be an educator as well as a pianist, that over the years, you need to find new and more creative ways of describing what it is that you do for people who may or may not have a problem understanding it.
Well, it's wonderful that you're doing that. And needless to say, I want to hear more, but most of all, I'd love to hear you play something.
Well, I'd love to.
Some kind of a nice solo, like what?
I think I would like to start with If I Should Lose You.
Okay, great. Oh, that's such a great tune. I never heard it played quite like that. I mean, I guess I do it as a sort of a walking ballad, but it makes a good tune, like a semi-up tune.
Well, we were introduced to that song by a horn player who asked if we knew it, and we kind of learned it on the spot, and that's the way he did it. So that's my affinity for the tune, you know, is doing it that way for the first time. So we kept it in the book long after he left, and that's just the way we've always been doing it.
Well, so obviously you're very flexible with what you do, and how long have you had the trio now?
Well, the trio has been around for over 20 years.
And, oh, my God, I can't believe that because, you know, I had those two guys before you did.
I know. I didn't actually steal them from you, but I was happy to get them.
Well, I guess maybe I broke them in a little bit.
I'll say.
Goodness, that was in the days when, oh, well, I guess I should identify these guys. Rick Petrone is your bass player, and Joe Corsello is your drummer, and they were mine for quite a while. Goodness, seems like ages ago, which it was, but I didn't think it was that long ago.
Well, it's interesting because you've been an inspiration to me all these years, and I was so thrilled that my two friends were playing with you because I had known them since high school days. Joe and I went to the same high school together, although he is a little older. He won't be happy to hear me say that on the air, however.
Well, he looks good for his age.
he and Rick went back long before that, and you know, we had kept in close contact. We've been close friends. And then when they got the opportunity to go with you, I was lucky enough to be in Syracuse when you performed with them at the Dinkler. And I came in and heard you play. And I even, I think, sat in on Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most. And I remember just being thrilled by the whole experience because, you know, you were just unbelievable. And I followed their career with you as long as they were on the road with you. And then when they came back off the road, we did our separate things. And because we live in the same area, we rejoined musically and formed the trio. And we've been going strong ever since.
Well, it's a great thing you're doing. Well, another great thing would be, Joyce, if you would do another solo. How about it?
I would love to. Okay. I'm going to perform Young and Foolish.
Great. Boy, that was really pretty. You really have a way with a ballad.
Thank you.
But that's such a lovely tune.
Yes, it is. And that's new to my repertoire, too. We're just bringing it into the trio. I don't know where I've been all these years, but I love this song.
I think maybe I heard Bill Evans do that. In fact, for a long time, there's certain tunes that I didn't play because Bill Evans...
Out of respect, I know.
Yeah, like I thought, well, if I can't play it as good as him, I won't play it at all. But then it got to the point where there's so many songs I didn't play.
That's right.
It's ridiculous. Well, what I'm thinking now is might be fun for us to do a duet. What do you think?
Oh, I would love to do that.
How about Dolphin Dance?
Perfect.
Lovely. Herbie Hancock. You know, that's such a great tune. Herbie, I think, has written some of the best jazz standards like that and Maiden Voyage. I love that tune.
Absolutely.
Then he wrote this other one that I like, Cantaloupe Island.
Yes, you know? Another good tune.
I like
tune.
That one even better. Well, I was just thinking, Joyce, I'm sure you must have along the way written some original tunes or done some composing, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I was a composition major at college, and I went on to compose various things for singers, for musicians. I did a lot of arranging back in the old days before the trio, and even with the trio, I still do my own arranging for the trio. My composition is mainly for hire, if you will, these days, because I'm so busy with the trio that we've pretty much geared ourselves towards doing the standards and playing the standards. But I always have a little dream in my mind that someday I'll have the time to just sit down and start writing again and maybe bring some of those tunes into the trio repertoire, and it's always a hope of mine.
I just have a feeling you're going to do that.
Well, I hope you're right.
Well, I was wondering, how do you pick tunes or decide on a repertoire? You know, do you go through music books or listen to records or what?
Actually, songs seem to pop out at me when I least expect them through listening. And, you know, I must say that I'm so influenced by different genre, and singers seem to do it for me. big bands, horn players. And just in the matter of listening, in the course of listening, I'll come up with some tunes. And I also, over the years, have gone back to tunes that have meant a lot to me growing up. My father introduced me to all of these songs, with or without knowing it. I mean, I used to sit under the dining room table and listen to all of his records. And, you know, all these songs come back to haunt me. And, I mean, I remember we recorded a song that was on the flip side of Because of You that Tony Bennett had sung called I Won't Cry Anymore. And there are, I don't think it's been recorded since Tony Bennett recorded it. And it was a little known, obscure tune.
Was it something that was like...
That's it. That's it. And it touched my heart when I was a child sitting. I mean, I must have been 5, 6, 7 years old listening to this song. And I remembered every word of it 20, 30 years later when it came time to record it. I said, this song has been running through my brain all these years. I'd love to go back and revisit it. And it's something that as actually people in the audience have remembered it and been so delighted to hear it because it's been almost out of, you know, out of the mainstream for so long.
Yeah, but, well, you know, when you hear a song that means something to you like that, I mean, the memory is obviously very strong. And when you're that age, I think things stay with you.
Absolutely.
And there are some really beautiful songs. And I've always loved things written by Benny Carter. And years ago, I heard Sylvia Sims sing something Benny wrote called Lonely Woman. Do you ever hear that song?
I don't think so.
It's so pretty. But, I mean, there's a man who has spanned all these generations and wrote a tune like Cow Cow Boogie and then still keeps coming up with beautiful songs. Like, I guess one of my favorite tunes, which I'm sure you must like a lot, Only Trust Your Heart.
Oh, I love this song.
So let's do a duet.
Absolutely.
Okay.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.